Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord tonight. We're doing things a little bit different. So we're fixing to get into the Word. Amen. If you all turn to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. It's not going to be very long. So y'all stick with me for a few minutes. Amen. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but in the end, therefore, thereof are the ways of death. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. We have got to train ourselves and allow God to have His way in our life. Sometimes when everything seems to be going okay, really and truly, it's not. When it seems to be right, it's not. That's why the Bible says that you must study to show yourself approved. You can't just go off of what mom and daddy says. You can't just go off of what somebody says or some preacher says, but you have to find it for yourself, Brother Cody. You have to search the scriptures. You got to find it for yourself. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved. The distractions of this world is the plan of Satan. His plan from the very beginning of time, from Adam and Eve, his plan was to destroy them, to get them to disobey God, to get their minds off of God. Yeah. That's what happened. Look what happened. Eve, she listened to him, disobeyed, and she got her husband to disobey.
Yeah. That's right.
You have to watch the devil.
Yes.
Amen. He'll come after you with anything and everything.
Yes.
He knows your weaknesses.
Yes, he does.
Amen?
Yes.
He knows when things are bothering you. When you speak something, he acts on it.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Amen?
His plan is to destroy us, but God's plan, God's will for our life is everlasting life.
Yes.
He said that he has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. If we allow God to have his way in our life, there's no telling what will happen. Those nine that Brother Grissom was preaching about last night can come home and more. If we allow God to have his way in our life. Come on, somebody. We need to wake up in these last days and allow God to do his will. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ in the flesh, he didn't want to die. But he knew in order to be able to do the plan that he had to go. Matthew 26 and 39. Matthew 26 and 39. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." He knew in order to fulfill the plan that he had to die. He had to suffer for our sin. He had to suffer for us.
Amen.
We weren't even born.
Right.
We weren't even thought about by our parents, by our grandparents. But Jesus Christ, he was thinking about us. He was thinking about Raymond Lozano. He was thinking about Johnny Grissom. He was thinking about Tommy Washington. He was thinking about us, church.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he knew in order to fulfill the plan that he had to leave this earth. He was with them, among them, but yet he wasn't in them. He had to leave and go away so his comforter could come back and be in them. We have the Holy Ghost tonight. If you have the Holy Ghost in your life, you should be the happiest person in the universe. Because the Bible says that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We have to allow that power to do works in our life, mighty works in our life. Satan's plan is to kill and to destroy us, but God's will is that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We are starting a new year, a new beginning, a new start. Let God be your number one contact. Let him be your number one person in your life. Relationship with God. I talk to the young people all the time, and I it's just all the time. Relationship with God. So vital, so important. The Bible says, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you have that relationship with God, that spiritual walk with God, Satan can't touch you. He has nothing on you. He has nothing on you. The relationship with God. Let tonight be a starting point in your life. Allow God to do His will in your life. When you pray, don't pray, God, I need this to happen right now. I need a healing right now. I need our church full right now. But yet, God, Your will. You know the circumstance, God. You know the situation. You're the one that's putting us through it. You know. He knows our situations. He knows how many hairs are in our head. But if we allow God to have His way in our life, His will, there is no telling what will happen. There is no telling what God will do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord.